This is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, February 6th. I'm Lisa Young. Turmoil within the Ouray Police Department continues as the city administrator reassigned its two remaining officers to administrative duties. According to reporting in the Ouray County Plain Dealer, Ouray City Administrator Michelle Metter cited concerns about liability and claimed the officers had not received enough training. The Ouray County Sheriff's Office has been covering patrol shifts in the city since mid-December and assumed full responsibility for law enforcement duties within the city limits last week. More on this story is at ouraynews.com. Delta County Democrats are hosting a meet and greet with Mallory Martin, candidate for House District 54. The event will take place on Saturday beginning at noon at Seabees Tavern in Delta. Martin, a small business owner, helped organize events for Invisible Grand Junction and No Kings. According to a recent interview with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, she noted that increasing costs and stagnant wages, access to health care, and affordable housing are among the key issues in her bid for the seat. In energy news, XL gas infrastructure plans are said to be targeting communities of color. Eric Galatis has the story.
70% of all projects proposed in Xcel Energy's 2025 Colorado Gas Infrastructure Plan are in or adjacent to Latino, Indigenous, and low-income neighborhoods already burdened by cumulative pollution and health risks, according to a new analysis by Green Latinos. The Colorado Public Utilities Commission is currently accepting public comments on the plan. Patricia Garcia-Nelson with Green Latinos says disproportionately impacted communities deserve investments that improve health and the transition to clean energy, not projects that lock in decades of reliance on fossil fuels.
Not only do we want there to be no expansion of gas infrastructure in disproportionately impacted communities, but we also want Xcel to stop passing the costs of their gas infrastructure onto the ratepayers.
In Adams County, all 18 proposed projects are in neighborhoods that the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment determined face the highest burdens from fossil fuel pollution, cumulative health risks, and inadequate regulatory oversight. Xcel says its plan will provide safe, efficient, and resilient energy service by providing the cleanest gas systems possible. They also argue that the proposed projects across Colorado will deliver a low-carbon future. Garcia-Nelson says the PUC can end decades of environmental injustices by strengthening and enforcing protections and by requiring Xcel to prioritize clean energy alternatives. She says Xcel is not currently required to offer alternatives to natural gas.
One of the things that we're asking for is requirements to have non-pipeline alternatives, like trying to electrify homes through things like geothermal networks, the installation of heat pumps.
Garcia-Nelson says new gas pipelines put both communities and ratepayers at risk when safety violations go unchecked. She points to a 2023 audit showing 96% of reported safety incidents were not investigated.
Where we're seeing that inspections are not happening, the audit found that only $5,000 of an estimated $4 million in penalties has been collected.
This is Eric Galatis for the Colorado News Connection.
On today's KVNF Farm Friday, we highlight this year's Roots of Renewal Conference held last month in Montrose. KVNF's Brody Wilson spoke with Penelope Powell, the planning committee chair, during the first day of the event, which features cutting-edge regenerative agricultural practices.
So Roots of Renewal, this is a new branding for us. Last year, we were Western Colorado Soil Health Food and Farm Forum, which everyone knows is a mouthful. So we're really excited to come under this new name as it really represents what we're trying to do here of honoring our roots as well as honoring the path forward for agriculture.
How many people are here? How many tickets did you sell? How many speakers? Help people get a sense of the scale.
Yeah, I'm going to start actually with the host because this takes a large group of people coming together all year round to plan this event. So we have a group of volunteers, livestock producers, vegetable growers, but we also have host agencies. So as I mentioned, Valley Food Partnership. We also have Colorado Regenerative Network, CSU Extension, Rocky Mountain Farmers Union, and Chauvineau Conservation District. We were excited to sell out again this year. We have 300 tickets and all of those sold. We also have about 40 to 50 sessions total for folks. So keynote speaker, plenary sessions, as well as breakouts and two-hour hands-on workshops. And we're all day today and tomorrow. We have a number of amazing vendors, about 20 vendors total here to not only support agriculture, but also to share what expertise and products they have with our attendees. So we do that also as a value add to the attendees.
Help me understand, of those 300 tickets, who's here?
Who is here? That's a great question. Some of those are our speakers, which is really wonderful for our audience to be able to engage with those folks. But we have everyone from generational farmers and ranchers to folks that are just starting to begin their agricultural journey and all in between. We also have a lot of ag adjacent, is kind of what I'd like to talk about them as. You've got the Colorado Department of Agriculture. You've got these businesses that are interested in supporting our participants.
Land conservation groups.
Yes, thank you. Land conservation groups, conservation districts, a lot of different folks here to support our participants.
I'm intrigued by the overlap of groups that are here between traditional monocrop large producers and conservation people, just people looking to conserve open space, to small organic veggie growers. It's huge variety, it seems to me. And I don't know, you have to tell me if I'm getting too woo-woo or too far out here for you. But I feel like maybe there's, what I feel when I come to this event is that there's actually something a little bit special about the West Slope and Uncompahgre Valley, North Fork Valleys, that where all these people are can come together. And like, there's a little bit of an energy about things in the little forward-looking future, young people starting their farms and old people looking to pass their operations on to future generations. Can you just say a little bit about that? Am I feeling something that I don't, that's
no,
not real?
Thank you. I'm so glad that you acknowledge that, Brody, because I actually remember speaking about this a couple years ago. It is hands down one of my visions, as well as the visions of our planning committee, to bridge sectors of agriculture. Janie Van Winkle, opening our conference this year, actually spoke about this. Agriculture is way too small of a sector to have to vision. You have, like, I think I heard her say 2% of the population feeding 98% of the population. So the fact, to me, the fact that that is what you sense when you come here is like, okay, we're making strides in realizing that vision of bridging different sizes, scales, production models, because we all have things to learn from one another. And like I said, we're too small to be divided.
I've seen some pretty compelling statistics recently about how many agricultural workers are non-native, non-English speaking. And I understand that you're taking some steps to acknowledge that those people need to learn these things as well.
Glad you are aware of that as well. We have a couple things that we're doing to ensure that there is inclusion within the fold. So we have Language Justice, Community Language Cooperative is here providing simultaneous or concurrent translation. We also have a really concerted effort to engage and provide content relative to our local agricultores, as well as La Plaza, which is a nonprofit out of the Palisade area, is featuring their art installation, Faces of the Harvest.
Nope. Is there anything else that you think that people who weren't able to make it out today, and maybe even aren't ag people, that you'd like them to know about the event?
About the event itself, just know that you're the people who are feeding you do it out of a true love and passion, and they care so much about what they do, and they always are wanting to learn more and improve, and that's what they are here to do. And so I think one of the main things that non-ag folks can do is get to know their farmers, get to see where their food is coming from, but then to also know that every farmer, no matter how they produce, loves their land, loves their animals, and is doing it as a service to the community.
That was Penelope Powell, Executive Director for Valley Food Partnership and the Planning Chair for this year's Roots of Renewal Conference. She was speaking with KVNF's Brody Wilson. That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. For more local and regional news, visit KVNF.org. Have a safe and enjoyable weekend. I'm Lisa Young.